Good morning. I greet all of you in Jesus' name this morning. I'm looking at the second half of the story of Jonah this morning. A couple Sundays ago, I had the first half. So if you would turn with me to Jonah 3, I'll read chapters 3 and 4, and then I'll have an overview of the whole book of Jonah. So reading from the NIV, chapter 3. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. Now Nineveh was a very important city. A visit required 3 days. On the first day, Jonah started into the city. He proclaimed, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned. The Ninevites believed God. They declared a fast, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, took off his royal robes, covered himself with sackcloth, sat down in the dust. Then he issued a proclamation in Nineveh. By the decree of the king and his nobles, do not let any man or beast, herd or flock, taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth. Let everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence. Who knows? God may yet relent and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so that we will not perish. When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he had compassion and did not bring upon them the destruction he had threatened. But Jonah was greatly displeased and became angry. He prayed to the Lord, O Lord, is this not what I said when I was still at home? That is why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live. But the Lord replied, Have you any right to be angry? Jonah went out, sat down at a place east of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat in its shade, and waited to see what would happen to the city. Then the Lord God provided a vine and made it grow up over Jonah to give shade for his head, to ease his discomfort, and Jonah was very happy about the vine. But at dawn the next day, God provided a worm, which chewed the vine so that it withered. When the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. He wanted to die, and he said, It would be better for me to die than to live. But God said to Jonah, Do you have a right to be angry about the vine? I do, he said. I'm angry enough to die. The Lord said, You've been concerned about this vine. Though you did not tend it or make it grow, it sprang up overnight and it died overnight. But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and many cattle as well. Should I not be concerned about that great city? Then I have an overview of the book of Jonah. And I read this in the Christian Courier, and it was written by Wayne Jackson. So here's some of the history of Jonah that I found interesting. The prophet Jonah lived in the Galilean city of Gath-Hepher, about 4 miles north of Nazareth, in the reign of Jeroboam II. And this was in 793 to 753 BC. Jeroboam was northern Israel's most powerful king, and during his administration, the borders of the nation were expanded to their greatest extent since the time of David and Solomon. Assyria, however, 500 miles to the east, was a constant threat. The fact of the matter is, due to Israel's progressive rebellion, the prophets Hosea and Amos, contemporaries of Jonah, had declared that Jehovah would use Assyria as an instrument of punishment against his people. Any patriotic Israelite would have longed for Assyria's destruction. One can scarcely imagine, therefore, the consternation that must have filled Jonah's heart when he received the Lord's word, instructing him to proceed to Nineveh, the capital city of Assyria, with a divine message. Although the prophet's brief declaration to Nineveh was one of judgment, Nonetheless, Jonah was aware of the fact that Jehovah is a gracious God, merciful, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness. Hence, it was certain that if the inhabitants of the great city were responsive to his message, heaven would certainly spare them, and Jonah didn't want that. After his 3 days in the whale's belly, Jonah made his way to Nineveh, a journey that would take more than a month, and thus provide ample time for sober reflection. And Jonah entered the great city with his blunt message, consisting of only 5 words in the Hebrew text, "Yet 40 days and Nineveh will be overthrown." Amazingly, there was mass repentance from the king down to the commoner. Now Jonah was quite distraught at this turn of events, and he despaired even to the point of wanting to die. Resolutely, he perched himself on a hilltop outside the city, eagerly waiting for the Lord to destroy it. As he sat in the scorching sun, God caused a shady vine to grow up for his refreshment. Jonah was glad. However, the following day, Jehovah sent a worm to smite Jonah's vine, and as the blistering sun beat upon his head, the man of God lapsed into a state of abject depression. Then there came the stinging rebuke. The Lord said, "Jonah, why is it that you're so concerned about this vine? A mere plant which is temporal, for which you did not labor, and yet you show no concern for the hapless inhabitants of Nineveh." Then I have 6 points or truths from the book of Jonah. The first one is, God controls creation to accomplish his divine plan, as in the storm and the whale, the vine and the worm. The second one is, God rules over the kingdoms of men. Third one, people outside of the kingdom of God are nonetheless accountable to heaven's moral law. 4, the story of Jonah shows the inherent power within the Word of God. And then 5, this account underscores an important dimension to repentance. Repentance is more than a sorrow for sin. It requires a turning away from evil conduct. And 6, the book of Jonah presents a beautiful type of the resurrection of Christ from the dead. In Matthew 12:40, Jesus said, "For as Jonah was 3 days and nights in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." And in conclusion, Paul writes, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that through patience and through comfort of the Scriptures we might have hope." Let's kneel and pray together. Dear God, this morning we're thankful that we serve a constant God. We know that your truth stands from the time of Jonah till now. And help us as we study your word this morning in Sunday school that we can apply it to our lives, and help us to apply the story of Jonah and its truths to our living here. And we're just thankful to you for all your blessings to us as your people. We praise your name. We ask this in your name. Amen.